Not quite sure how to make it stop. Mama said I should shake it up. Gotta stop staring at the clock, waiting for my life to get better. Ooh, just gotta roll with the waves. Let them wash my worries away. Wash away. Da 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 da. Howdy, hi, hello.
Welcome to the Emmy Joe Show.
With your host,
Emmy Joe.
Featuring my handsome fiancé, Nick.
Thank you for having me. So, Emmy Joe's indie pop musician. That song you just heard is from her. She has other songs on Spotify, wherever you listen to music. So,
it sounds like you're doing like a antique show. Like an auction.
Like a, I can
you
auction.
Go you could?
No, I couldn't actually.
Let me hear your best auction.
There's auction school that you know that you can go
you
to
can
school.
You can go to school
yeah,
for that?
Yeah, for sure.
Where's the nearest one?
I'm sure there's one in
can
Nebraska.
I look?
Is that allowed? Yeah, I mean, Most definitely.
Closest the, auction school.
As you know, Emmy, I grew up in the western part of the state. And
no
I
way.
Yeah.
No,
I,
you didn't.
I was in 4-H as a kid and sold cattle. I raised and sold cattle. It was on a friend's land. So I'm familiar with livestock auctions.
This doesn't even feel real.
What?
There's auction license requirements.
Okay.
Okay, wait. It's called auctionschools.com.
Okay.
Western College of Auctioneering. Oh my gosh. What? I'm learning so much.
Yeah.
This is crazy. I want to know more about auction school.
There's so many. I learned a fun little thing today.
Yeah.
That I have a coworker who has been on radio for quite some time, and he was coached on how to host radio shows tailored to women, because like jokes and things, it's like if your audience skews female, you kind of have to like females talk and talk about things differently and like wording and phrasing and things to not talking like a dude bro.
We just talk better, you know, more sophisticated.
Yeah. I mean, like I don't disagree, but I just thought it was interesting that he was like, this situation came up. He was like, oh no, like we can hire coaches for them. Like I was professionally trained
by a coach.
Yeah. For this radio station. I was like, that is a fascinating, though. That's a thing.
Sorry. No. I'm so sorry. I did not mean to interrupt you.
Oh, okay. Well, kind of like auctioning school. I love you.
Like being coached. I was going to ask you, what are some things that you've been coached in before?
Been coached in. So I played sports. Does that answer your question?
Is that it? You've only been coached in sports?
So, I mean, I would say like in a professional workspace, you're coached, but it's not like... Yeah, so
what about 4-H? What do they call your teachers? Just teachers?
Your 4-H leader?
Leader.
Dr. Cook. He was a
Dr. Cook.
Dr. Cook.
Did he cook?
No, his first wife was a very good cook.
Really?
Yeah, like a chef.
Chef Boyardee, but better?
Kinda, yeah.
Dang. I have a chef.
Yeah, it's you are. Well,
you're my chef. You've been my support this year.
Thank you.
I come home, you cook, you feed me, you give me attention. You're my hero. You're my coach.
Emmy Joe,
life
Hessel.
Coach. My life coach. You keep me kicking over here. Yeah. I was coached in high school. I had a pageant coach.
Yeah.
Private coaching. For a short period of time. It was interesting. I feel like I learned a lot.
So, like, you go and do, like, after school, probably?
It was on the weekends.
Okay. And what do you do?
I mean, you just, like, rehearse or practice. I'd go through evening gown. We'd practice, like, I would have to give little tiny monologues. And then we'd practice walking. Walking was a huge one. Like, how to walk the pageant walk.
So... question for you in this little like topic. My mom just went with you and your family to go wedding dress shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that afterwards she's like, did you know Emmy in like middle school went to some like you tried out for some like television show?
Oh, I forgot about this.
And you were called back. And my mom's like, So Amy was like almost on a tele, like was like you guys traveled someplace?
I was so.
My mom's eyes like, tell me more
What
about
did
this. I
she
was like, I have
say?
no clue what you're
Was she
talking about.
excited about
No,
it?
she's like, this sounds super interesting. As I'm the same tone as
I
I'm
don't.
hitting you with. She's like, this is super interesting. Tell me more, Nick. It was like,
I was on national TV once.
what?
Yeah.
What?
I don't ever tell you this kind of stuff. My grandma brags about this kind of stuff too.
Well, I'm gonna start bragging about it too.
Okay,
Actually,
so
go
I
back
when I was in high school and I did pageants way back when I was like a solid 14 years old.
Okay.
I did this pageant and it was called ANSO and it's like a scholarship-based pageant and I had a title in it. So I was like sweetheart. And I was going to nationals for like the sweetheart crown, like the national sweetheart crown.
Okay.
And then there was this TV show called, it was essentially like Say Yes to the Dress, but pageant version. So it was like, oh my gosh, what is it even called? It's Obsessed with the Dress is what it was
Well,
called.
that was the name of this show.
Obsessed with the Dress. Not Say Yes, but Obsessed with the Dress. And there
Okay.
was this pageant store based out of Omaha. And it was like a pageant boutique. I can't remember what it was called, but it was something around like pageants. And it was a boutique. And they wanted to focus in on that boutique. And I think they put out like an email, like, is anybody interested in being in the show? My grandma obviously was like, yes, sign her up because it's my grandma. So yeah,
Yeah.
we did it. We filmed for it and it. And they followed us to nationals, and like I bought a yellow dress, and like the whole thing is on there. And my grandma, I went in being like, I want a purple dress. And they were like, don't come in with a color in mind. And I ended up leaving with a yellow dress, but they were like, oh, it's so
Is it that
beautiful.
yellow dress in your grandma's scrapbook that she's taking me through? Like
Probably.
of you, like you were probably early high school, middle school,
Yes, for
maybe.
sure, it's that yellow dress. And I, then they came to nationals and I didn't win, but the other girl from Nebraska won. And she went to UNL with me. And she also, I think, did an episode. Or like it was between me and her. And she ended up winning. So it was really exciting. And we're still like I would still say hi to her anytime I ever saw her.
Okay, you're still good.
Yeah, she was in it's Katie Cost. She was in Kyo.
Huh, okay, I don't think I know
Yeah.
who that is.
I bet Izzy knows her.
Okay.
But yeah, she won and it was a huge deal. Like my grandma had it recorded
Does
on the
she still? She must
TV.
still have
No, she
everything.
doesn't have it recorded. They got a
What?
new TV. So like it's online somewhere. You could probably pay to watch it, but I don't think I'm ever gonna show you.
I'm for sure. I'm not. I have a recording of you saying obsessed with the dress. I'm gonna remember.
No, don't. I was 14. That was 10 years ago. I was a little child.
That's
And my grandma's talking
crazy.
about butt glue in it with this lady. You know, they
What?
have butt glue for like keeping your swimsuits on stage. And my grandma's like, what is butt glue? Rita was the real star. She
Was
was,
she?
yeah,
So,
she.
like, the whole episode follows you?
No. I'm like, it's like a small part of the episode.
How small? How much airtime is Emmy Jo on the
Really
screen?
not that much. Like they go through like three people getting dresses. So
So
Susan,
23 minutes probably divided
no.
by,
Oh yeah.
yeah, I mean, is
It's
it a
like
30 minute
maybe
show?
4 minutes, if that.
Okay.
I forgot that they were talking to your mom about it.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. And then my this is amazing. Well,
Anyways.
I'm kind of shook. This seems like a big, exciting thing, and we both like do entertainment things. I'm surprised
I've
this is
literally
not.
forgotten about it.
Yeah, this is shocking that this hasn't come up before.
I did a lot of stuff like as a kid that like my grandparents were like, you're gonna be like, they would tell me, they definitely told me like, you can do whatever you want to do. You're amazing. You're super smart. Like, be excellent because you can be. And like, I really did think growing up, like, even though it was emo in me, like, I was like, I'm just like, I have to be good at things because they keep telling me like you are so good. Like, so I always was like, I have to be the best. And I was the oldest child. So it was like I never really got to say no. It was like you have to do these things, you have to do them well.
Interesting. Interesting. What a little therapy session.
Yeah.
Honor therapy session. Amy Jo has soul.
So
Soul.
but yeah.
Fun
My
fact.
grandma would love to talk to you about it.
Yeah, I'm for sure asking the next time I see her.
Okay.
And I'll ask the recording, and I hope to find it before watching it so I can, you know, watch some game film. I bet Rita's pretty good on that, so like what they were, what they look for. Like there's this, we're starting this project to work with someone on Below Deck.
Are you allowed to say that?
I believe so. Yeah, it's a signed contract.
Okay.
I would like to start watching the show, and like when it's on air, I'll
we
be
need
like,
TV.
Well, it's on Hulu. What do you mean? Like the show's on Hulu.
I just want cable so bad.
Yeah.
I'm old fashioned.
But that person on that TV show was saying how like things are, well, I guess I heard that how every, I don't know how they go about like scouting people, like certain people work better on reality TV. And I could see Rita being like the good, like cute old grandma.
For sure.
What's butt glue?
What's that? Yeah. I know. Well, my whole life, my family's been trying to get me to like sell my story for the internet. Like all the time, they're like, "Your life story would be so good for American Idol." I'm like,
"It would."
I guess.
It would.
You know, like yeah, it's pretty tragic, so it'd be pretty good.
It's super tragic. What's your thought on Idol? Would you ever want to do that?
No.
Never. Why?
Well, I'm about to age out in the next 4 years, but also I tried to do the auditions and they didn't want me.
What, 1 year?
Yeah. I don't know.
And I think there's like ways to get into American Idol. I think the best way to do that is not just trying out like the normal person and like emailing the producer of American Idol.
Bob's has a plan.
Oh,
like, Bob's always has a plan.
I'm saying I think we could, like, so I think a really good reason to not do it is American Idol people, all reality television is very difficult to remain relevant once you're off of it.
Yeah.
Like any, like if you look at like the challenge, the MTV, the challenge, or like Bachelor people for the
they
most
stay
part.
Very relevant in my brain.
So for, I would say about 12 months, it seems like a 6 to 12 month runway for most of them. But then a few of them, like Annie Dorfman's, who
Just saw that.
Yeah, hey. She's still very relevant. Like does business stuff. Like it seems like one out of every batch.
That's true.
Yeah,
but they still are very relevant to me.
Yeah,
are so relevant to me.
I love you so much.
I forgot we were gonna come in here and talk about change.
Change. That's the topic.
I was gonna ask you about how you feel towards change. I talked about this the other night with you.
Yeah.
But I still want to know, like, how do you embrace change? Do you celebrate change? Do you fear change? What is your take on change?
So,
does it vary depending on what's changing?
Most definitely. And I think and this has come up because we've both personal and professionally have been going through a lot of changes and like thinking about where like. Just life.
Change
all the way in many aspects. And I am under the mentality that you should always be open to change. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that it? That's all you got?
Yeah. I mean,
what's the biggest change you've ever had to make?
Biggest change I've ever had.
Or face.
From going with two jobs, and I was thinking I was in a pretty good spot with like, I was working at a startup and working for a regional media outlet, starting a podcast. And in the same week, the startup laid me off and the media outlet dropped my podcast project.
Yeah, but who'd you start talking to that week?
Bob's.
Me?
No, so we were talking before then.
Okay, but like not very long. Like
recent. And
it was maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, can I come over and swim? I'm like, it's 2 o'clock on a Tuesday, but I guess.
Yeah. So yeah, I would say that was, in hindsight, at the time, I was like, I'm fine. This is all fun. But like, I really went through it.
You were not fine.
I was not fine. I was doing, yeah.
No, you were just doing it was a hard time.
It was a difficult time for me. But I thought I handled it pretty decently. And I definitely am, based on the decision I made then, I'm in a very different spot that I really like enjoy what I do and my life I live. And that girl I started talking to who helped me swam me through it.
I'm like, come, merman, come swim over at my apartment.
I do love swimming.
You do love swimming. So that was the biggest change you had to face. Yeah. What's the biggest change you've had to make?
I've had to make. What do you mean?
I don't know. Just like any change. Like, have you had to make any big changes in your life or recent? I feel like it's different when it's like when you face a change, you're not really asking for it, probably. When you make a change, you're making that decision to change something. So what do you think is the biggest thing you've had to change?
Biggest change. So this is serious, but I'm kind of being silly goofy a little bit.
Okay.
In seventh grade, I went to Lincoln and changed my whole wardrobe pretty drastically. And like people at the school noticed when I got back. They're like, oh, Nick, you were like really, you have style. And
I was like, yes. What was seventh grade Nick wearing that when he came to Lincoln once, he decided, I'm changing?
Lots of Aeropostale after the fact. I found Aeropostale.
Ooh, that is just not at all where I thought you were going with that. Yeah. But that's funny. Yeah. Dear Lord.
I love that.
What was the biggest change that you celebrated?
Biggest change that I celebrated. So I'm for sure not doing any recent stuff.
Yeah.
Biggest change I ever faced. COVID was also a pretty big change. Okay, I can't believe that didn't come up first.
You did not. You did not adjust to it as well as I think
most people.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
It was just a big, you had a lot of things planned that you weren't expecting to not do anymore.
Yeah.
And like, it obviously disrupted a lot of people's lives, but I feel like you took it to heart. Like, you were like, why is the world being like this to me?
I was pissed.
You were very pissed.
I was, for those who may not know, I was planning like 4 or 5 live podcast events and was planning, I was like lining up sponsors for each one of those.
It was a big deal. You had a lot of exciting things coming up. So like it makes sense on why.
All with the live events, all with bigger name, very big name people.
Yeah.
And all both the like everything. We had sponsors. We had sponsors booked, like on the books. We have sponsors for this event. We should announce it next week. And then COVID happened. And
then the universe said, everybody's going to slow down for a while.
Yeah.
I loved that change. Yeah. I embraced that change.
Biggest change that I've created. What's your answer? Biggest change you created for yourself?
That I created for myself?
Yeah.
I would say the biggest change I created for myself is stopping drinking.
Yeah.
I'm like very happy to like not just like even casually drink alcohol. Like to have no relationship with alcohol to me is like the happiest change ever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's cheaper in my life. We just talked about this at dinner.
Yeah.
I don't spend money on alcohol. There's always someone that can safely drive people home.
Mm-hmm.
And also like I don't. My body doesn't like it, and I can just, like, I'm content with water. Like, water is my favorite drink.
Yeah.
So, good I would say you. I celebrate that one. And it's almost been 10 months.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah. High five. I love you
I do mean it. I think that's going to be, like, a permanent decision in my life.
Wow.
Because I just don't think, like, I don't find the benefits of it. And I feel like there's more cons than pros.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm with you. Fully support. I may still drink.
That's fine. Yeah. Someone's got to.
Yeah.
If it's not more me, for it's got to be.
There are times, though, it's super beneficial when you don't drink. Like when someone's like, hey, how many glasses of champagne? All right, 10. I'll be back and then bring 10. And then I
get an extra. And then there's always an extra.
There's always an extra. So I'm very, legit more for me. Sometimes
2-for-1 special.
When it's like tequila shots and you're like, yeah, you have to take the tequila shot. That gets a little hairy.
Shake the tequila.
Yeah.
Okay. So what did you decide?
The biggest change I celebrated?
I feel like you celebrate your new job.
Yeah. Like when I took it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so.
What else were you gonna say?
I didn't have one. That's a good one.
Oh, good.
Well, graduating college, mm-hmm. I thought I was like, yeah, I'm excited for this. It'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. I'm having the opposite effect.
Yeah, I was like, take me back.
I just want to redo it. I want to be better.
No.
Sometimes I get like that though. I think that whole like. I have to be the best. And if I don't do my best, and then I'm like, I have to go back and fix it so it's better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Change is crazy.
Yeah.
And it's so weird to think that, like, things are always changing. Do you ever just, like, reminisce on, like, before the pandemic?
Yeah. So we were, when we, like, I started the Commonwealth and Emmy, and I started, like, dating when, in the Foundry, basically. Like, I would start the Commonwealth and then you would get done with class and sit next to me. Mm-hmm. And we've started going to the Foundry a lot lately. Did we talk about that on this episode earlier?
I don't know.
The Foundry. Normally I'm not big into free shout outs, but we've been giving the Foundry a bunch of free shout outs.
It's barely their name anymore, you know?
It is barely their name. And whenever I'm back there or back in that area, especially fall was like that time of year. Yeah. I've been very nostalgic lately just because.
I just feel like fall in general is nostalgic.
Yeah.
Like when we talked to Riley about this last week, like it really is a nostalgic time. Like, I associate all my happy times, all my happy times to a point. Last year in fall, this time of year, I was struggling.
Yeah.
Very bad.
Yeah.
Crazy.
How time changed. Riley would be a good person to have on the podcast as a...
Let's do it.
Yeah. Riley, our good friend, graphic designer extraordinaire.
Yeah. Personality extraordinaire.
Yeah.
She's a blast and a half.
Yeah. All right.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
Thanks for talking about change with me.
I thought that was a good episode. That was good content. Tell me something good. I've had a fair amount of luck finding new music on Spotify. On TikTok, like music I really dig. While you tell me something, I'm going to get my phone and give the people a shout out. Can I reach my phone from over here? We'll see. But it's always good when, like, so much on TikTok, you go and find the clip and, or like you see the clip. And then when you go listen to the whole song, it's not quite like you think it would be. And I've been listening to, how do you pronounce that, Tom, the word?
What if I say it wrong? Magdalene.
Magdalene by the 502s. And I saw the song on TikTok and then listen to the whole thing, and it was really, really good. So that is my something good. Shout out TikTok. All right, Amy, what's your
TikTok.
Something good?
Okay. My something good. I feel like I'm growing. Just like as a person. Maybe in my career. Like, I feel like I'm growing as, like, in my job. And it's always good to feel like you're growing or, like, getting better at something.
Yeah.
And, like...
Can I do it?
Yeah,
that's getting fine. Better at something. Woo!
I thought you were going to, like, cut me off with the ending music. No, it's like, just cut me off.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yay!
No, I do. I feel like I'm, like, getting the hang of it way more. And, yeah. I mean, in general, I want to be working on myself. I think my main goal in life is to be happy, so I'm definitely working on that. But I think I'm getting closer I'm getting to a space where, like, I think I'm open to being happy. You know?
Yeah. I love that.
I love you. Well, thanks for doing this with me.
Yeah, and thank you. Yeah, thank you for listening. I thought I would rate that 5 stars. So if you're listening on Apple Podcasts,
you could rate it 5 stars too. Yeah. Do we even have reviews?
We have 2, I think.
Holla!
Yeah.
Thanks to those 2.
Yeah. We release episodes every single Thursday.
Tell your friends. Tell your mom. Tell your dog.
Yes, Amy Jo has music wherever you listen to music. So if you're looking for something to fill your weeds. Or like fill
your
week.
You can listen to Yellow Year.
Yellow Year.
Is That Enough? That's about all I got for you right now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A Hoodat Media Production.